One of Australia's most loved novelists is Kate Forsyth. She sold over 1 million copies of her books worldwide. She has a new release out. It's called The Crimson Thread. It's set in World War II during the Battle of Crete, and she joins us to have a chat about it. Kate, how are we doing?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
That's all right. Why did you decide to set your book in that particular location and that particular time?
Well, you see, my great uncle Jerry fought in the Battle of Crete when he was just a young man. And I first heard the story about it from my grandfather when I was about 13 or 14. And it's just the most incredibly dramatic story. Like, it was, you know, one of the first major confrontations that Allied Anzac soldiers had with the Germans. And it was this, you know, this battle that went on for days and days and days without respite. And eventually they had to be evacuated off the island in this really desperate and a dramatic move by the British Navy. And it's just this untold story. No one seems to know anything about it. And so it just kind of, it just felt like the right thing for me to do.
Fair enough. Did you have to go to Crete to research it?
I was lucky enough to get to go to Crete, yes.
There are worse places in the world to have to go, I believe.
Exactly, exactly. That's what my husband says.
Ah, the struggle.
Exactly. So, no, we went there. We spent a month in Greece, and it was just one of the trips of our lifetime.
So tell us a little bit about the main characters. It's two young Aussie lads who are in Crete, and they kind of get left behind a little bit for the rest of the troops, and they fall in love with your main character.
That's exactly right. So when the Anzacs were evacuated off the island of Crete in 1941, about 7,000 of them were left behind. They couldn't get them off the island. Most of them were taken prisoner and spent the rest of the war, you know, in a prisoner of war camp. But a few of them managed to escape, and they were hidden by the local people of Crete. And so that's the premise of my story. I imagine two young men who, you know, one manages to evade capture and one escapes the prisoner of war camp. And then they're hidden in like caves and old ruins and an abandoned church while the Germans are hunting for them. And it was a death sentence to hide an Allied soldier, but the people of Crete were incredibly brave. And, you know, some of them were hidden for up to 2 years. And so that's what my story is about.
Did you enjoy writing it?
Loved writing it. Though, you know, World War II, it's pretty, you know, strong material, some of it. It's full of battles and, and you know, escapes and hunts and you know, the Greek people suffered terribly during the German occupation. You know, they actually tried to starve them to death. And so there's a lot of darkness in the book as well. But it's a story about courage and resilience and hope. And I hope that is what comes through in the end.
So World War II is, you know, it's a great place for drama. It's literally life and death. And that's obviously what your character's living through with the people of Crete at that time.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's why we keep being drawn to reading and writing books about World War II. It's still at the very edge of living memory. So, you know, my great uncle fought in Crete. My grandfather, my other great uncles fought elsewhere in the world. You know, everywhere I went in Crete, as soon as they recognised our accents and knew we were Australian, we were welcomed with open arms, and everyone had a story to tell about how an Anzac soldier had helped save their grandfather's life. So, you know, it's still living in our memories, and I think that makes it extraordinarily poignant.
I think you're right, very accessible, that's for sure. Kate, a regular question I have for novelists is, at the end of a novel, do you miss your characters that you've created? Do you want to catch up with them again? Do you want to write more of their stories? Are you happy to have done with them and then move on to somebody else?
Look, I always have what I call a period of grieving at the end of a book.
Yeah.
I always feel that, you know, they've inhabited my imaginations for so many years, and I've been so deeply engaged with their stories. But then once I've finished the book, you know, and I grieve for them, well, then I'm very eager to start my next book. And so I let the book go out into the world and start to inhabit other people's imaginations, and I start working on the next book.
It's funny, any number of novelists have said the same thing. In fact, they've used the same term, grieving, because these are friends that they're not going to be able to see anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I know they're fictional characters, but they live in our imagination. They feel like real people, and we know them inside out. We know their deepest fears. We know what they want. We know what they're striving for, and so they feel like friends.
Well, there's going to be some fantastic characters in The Crimson Thread. Kate Forsyth, again, congratulations on the book, and thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thank you so much for having me.